So who's right? Is it private speech or is it egocentric speech? Because Vygotsky lived in Russia, a lot of his work didn't get translated into English until the 1980s. For the most part, psychology in the United States didn't know about him until then. Many of his ideas are still being tested today. There's some evidence now that private speech is not simply a reflection of immature cognition, the way that Piaget thought, but rather that even adults use private speech when they encounter difficult tasks. There's other research that suggests teaching children to use private speech actually benefits them. So helping children talk through the steps involved in long division, for example, would be a benefit to their performance of that task. In other words, it appears that Vygotsky may be more correct than Piaget about the mechanics of private speech.